Thousands of people were displaced in Western Darfur in the past 2 weeks. To find out more, I called Dr. Mukesh Kapila. He used to be the UN's humanitarian coordinator in Sudan, but he spoke out against the UN, condemning the organization's failure to prevent genocide in Darfur. His whistleblowing cost him his job. Since then, he's worked to raise awareness about the crisis. On Wednesday, the UN urged Sudan to allow more aid into Western Darfur, and Kapila told me that this just wasn't enough.
I think clearly something needs to be done in terms of getting better access and providing humanitarian assistance. But this is not about humanitarian assistance alone. This is about protection. I mean, we do have UN, African Union peacekeepers there, UNAMID. There is a peacekeeping operation there that's been there for many years now. It costs more than $1 billion a year. And I can't figure out what on earth it is doing there. Since UNAMID got there a few years ago, the violence has got even worse, really. And it really begs the question whether these peacekeepers are an alibi for the Sudan government to continue their acts, or whether these people are doing any good at all.
The UN peacekeeping mission in Darfur is called UNAMID. It's run jointly with the African Union, and over the years, it's faced a lot of criticism. There's been a war going on in Darfur now for over a decade. The latest fighting broke out on January 9th when an unidentified group attacked the village of Muli. Residents fled, and so did others from nearby villages. In the last 2 weeks, about 19,000 displaced persons went to North Darfur and another 15,000 to Central Darfur. That's a total of 34,000 displaced. Many of them are women and children. I asked Dr. Kapila to tell me about the dangers that these civilians were facing.
Well, from what we can gather, the techniques being used by the Sudanese military, which has the upper hand anyway, is really of grave concern because of their reputation for attacking defenseless civilians, but not following the rules of war, and using, for example, rape as a weapon of war. So the concern certainly is very justified that terrible suffering is being inflicted upon civilian non-combatants.
Kapila's claims against UNAMID were serious, so I also reached out to other experts, including Mohamed Badawi. He's the monitoring program coordinator for the African Center for Justice and Peace Studies. He reported on the displacement of people from the village of Muli earlier this month. I asked him what was happening to refugees in Western Darfur.
They have no protection, and the ongoing military clashes every day. There are many people displaced from their villages heading to the areas which is can get protection around the towns. So it needs to stop these military clashes. Secondly, to call upon the UNAMID mission to take their mandate seriously and protect the system.
Badawi's two calls to action were for the military clashes to end and for UNAMID to step up and protect civilians. I tried to reach UNAMID multiple times, and they were unavailable for comment.